Hi, I'm Scott Hanselman, and it's Azure Friday. We're here with Kevin Jung talking about developer tools for the Azure CDN. CDN is one of my favorite services. Yep. I use it for my podcast. I think it's great. We got some new stuff that's happening.
Yes, okay, great. So last video, we talked about how to use Ibiza portal to manage your CDN service. Mm-hmm. So this video, we're going to show you like a whole bunch of developer tools that we've developed to help you to automate this process. Mm-hmm. So before I jump into the actual demo, I want to show you the Swagger we have created. So Swagger is this kind of JSON format thing for you to describe what a REST API looks like. Mm-hmm. So with this Swagger, you can see exactly like what kind of capabilities that our REST API can do. So a quick way to visualize the Swagger is if we go to this GitHub page, and we can see that this is the CDN Swagger. Mm-hmm. And we click on the raw. So this is going to take us to this raw Swagger file. And then we switch to the Swagger editor.
Ooh.
Yeah. And then we do file, and then we import URL. And
that is a nice way to do it. And all of the different APIs that are available within Azure have Swagger. And now the CDN is one that I can call programmatically.
Exactly. Yeah. So this thing will.
And then Swagger.io generates that for us.
Exactly. Yeah, so you can see that with this Swagger editor, you can see we have the different entities that support by this REST API. Mm-hmm. And also, we have we describe like what each API looks like.
Okay.
So, and also with the Swagger, the really cool thing is that you can use Swagger to generate whatever language you want of the SDKs.
Right, there's a thing called AutoREST.
Yes, that's the AutoREST.
And we did a video on that you should check out, so that if you're a Python person or a Ruby person or whatever makes you happy, you can mm-hmm. call the CDN.
Yeah, exactly.
Cool.
Yeah, and to make your life easier, so we actually have generated the most commonly used languages SDK. Mm. So we have the C# SDK and the Node.js SDK. We'll show the C# SDK later in this video.
Very cool.
Yeah, so now let's get started on the demo. So the demo I want to show is I want to use the template deployment mm-hmm. to deploy Azure CDN service, and then I want to use the SDK to update the CDN endpoints, and then I want to use the PowerShell to do some features on the CDN service.
Nice. So you're automating everything.
Exactly. Okay. Yeah. So let's get started. So first thing is for the Azure Quick Start templates. So. Mm-hmm. Template deployments can help you to plug in the CDN combined with all kinds of other services that you deploy with Azure, for example, like website and storage accounts. So you usually use those two services together. So one quick way of doing this is go to this GitHub and search for CDN. And down here, you can see there's a template called CDN with storage accounts. So the goal for this template is that we're going to create a storage account and use that as the origin. And then use CDN to serve the files that is in the storage account blob. Yes.
Okay.
So we can click on this deploy to Azure. And the button going to lead us to the new Azure portal. Mm-hmm. And once the template is loaded, we can specify the storage account's name and the profile name and endpoint name, and everything will be created. Everything will be set up.
Mm-hmm. And I can do this in larger systems. Like if I have a product that I sell that has four or five web servers and a database and all these things, I template it all out, and a CDN and a storage account.
Exactly.
It's all part of one big deployment.
Yes. Yeah. So for example, over here, I'll do Friday Fun Storage, and I'll do Friday Fun Profile, and then I'll do Friday Fun endpoint. And after that, I will reveal legal terms. And once I hit the create button, mm-hmm. so our CDN service is going to start to propagate the configuration of your CDN endpoints to all of the POPs around the world.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And it's going to come into the resource group that I selected here.
Yes,
you
can.
And then pull from a specific storage account.
Exactly. So you can specify a resource group over here. You can either do create a new or whatever old ones that you want to use.
So if you're making websites programmatically regularly with an ARM, you're going to want to have a CDN along for the ride.
Right.
And even configure things programmatically. Like, for example, I use it for Hansel Minutes, which is my podcast.
Okay.
But I have images.hanselminutes, which is Azure CDN.
Mm-hmm.
So I have that CNAME set up.
Yeah.
So I have the web app, and then I have the little sidecar separate app that does the CDN.
Yeah, exactly. So you can do all kinds of customization on the template, and then you can create that in just one click.
Very cool. Here. What else can I do?
Yeah, so that's all about the template deployment. So to save some time, I actually already have the Azure, have the Friday Fine profile created over here.
Okay.
And then we can see that under here, we'll have the Friday Fine endpoint.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, close up essentials. There we go. So this is So here's the host name, and it's running, and it supports HTTP and HTTPS.
Yes.
And then here we go. It's running on Azure, on blob.core, on HTTP ports. Okay, and we can configure that?
Yeah, we can configure that. So once we click on the config, we can see that, currently we have the both HTTP and HTTPS enabled, and the compression is off.
Mm-hmm.
So let's think about the scenario. So for now, I want to disable my HTTP traffic so that I can secure my traffic.
Mm.
And also, I want to enable the compression so that I can save some bandwidth on the CDN endpoints. So one way to do that, obviously, is to click the UIs here. But imagine that you have a whole bunch of endpoints and then you want to automate this process.
Right.
It's the time to use the C# SDK
over
here. Yeah. So with that being said, let's switch to the Visual Studio over here. So with Visual Studio here, you can see this code is currently setting up to match the settings on the portal. So we have both HTTP and HTTPS allowed. And also the compression is false. So now I'm going to make some changes here. I'll do HTTP allowed equals to false. And I'll do compression enabled equals to true. So with compression enabled, I also need to specify the content types to compress, which is the MIME types you want the CDN endpoint to compress. So right here, I specify the CSS and HTML.
Right. I don't want to compress JPEGs.
Exactly, yeah. So let's say you can do whatever choice you want.
Mm-hmm.
And over here, I'll do CDN management client and dot endpoints and dot update. So with update, I need to specify the endpoint name.
Two P's. There we go.
OK, and I'll have an endpoint update parameters. And I have a profile name. And I'll have a resource group name. So once I specify those things, OK, apparently this needs to be come over here.
Yeah, there we go. OK, so then you go and call endpoints.update. And again, this is using the client that was generated with AutoREST from that Swagger.
Exactly. So once we run this program, and the endpoint will be updated. So now you can see that endpoint is updated. So now let's go back to the Ibiza UI.
Right.
And then if we reload this config page,
look at that.
We can see that compression is up.
And even put that in there.
Yes. And then HTTP is disabled.
This is such an important reminder that we are in control, you know?
Yes.
Like you said, you can go in there and push that button yourself. But if you're going to be deploying something that's going to be hundreds of CDNs or hundreds of websites, you want programmatic control.
Yes.
And you've got it now with this SDK.
Yes. Yeah, with that SDK. So let's think about another scenario. Let's think about once we have the CDN up and running, and then we have this everything's configured perfectly. But suddenly something come up, and I want to do some quick configuration on the CDN. So sometimes maybe you feel like, well, C# SDK is too heavyweight and it's too complicated to write the code and set up everything.
Sure.
So one easy way to do that is actually by Azure PowerShell.
Ooh.
Yeah. So we also have Azure PowerShell support to show that. So first, I want to tell you that previously, when we created the CDN endpoint and storage accounts, and I also upload a file over here. So this is in my blob.
Right.
So there's a picture file here. So if I switch to the URL of the blob storage, you can see this is my blob storage.
Right.
So once I refresh, OK, this is a picture we want. And then if I switch to the endpoint URL, which is my CDN endpoint.
Right, there's your CDN.
Yeah, and then I refresh. OK, so this is exactly the same picture.
Right.
Let's say suddenly I realize that, OK, this is not the right panda I want to show here.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to change this into another panda.
Which would mean that you'd need to clear the cache, clear the CDN.
Exactly, yeah. Okay. So let's say, so the first thing obviously I want to do is I want to upload the correct picture I want to show. So now I upload the correct picture, and then when I go to the storage account, URL,
yep, there's the right one on storage.
That's the right one on storage. But if I go to the CDN endpoint,
Well, see, the CDN was too fast.
Yeah, the CDN sometimes is very
fast. So this is in this case here, you're surprised because it expired.
Yes.
And it brought it back over here. But I've had times when I'll have days go by, mm-hmm. and because the CDN is an edge cache, mm-hmm. you would see this as the old Panda.
Exactly.
So how do I programmatically expire that cache?
So what you want to do is you just go to Azure PowerShell. This mm-hmm. is a standard Azure PowerShell. You can see that I already did a list resource group. We have all our resources here.
Right.
So the command we want to execute over here is purge Azure CDN endpoint content. We specify endpoint name, profile name, resource group name, and also the content we want to purge, which is the in this container and this
file. It's done as a relative path.
Yes.
And this is so important. I honestly,
exactly.
literally yesterday, uh-huh. I had on my podcast reversed the pictures of two guests.
Oh, I see.
So I had to go and rename something in Azure Storage and then move it and then rename it. And uh-huh. and it confused the CDN. And I was like, you know, I just need to purge the cache.
Yeah.
And previously, we have this in other videos, mm-hmm. you can go up and use some of the other portals and do that. But it could be a one-liner
yeah,
in PowerShell.
Yeah, it could be a one-liner in PowerShell. And it's very fast to execute. And once this finished and we refresh the page, and it should always, okay, this just succeeded. And well, obviously, it's already loading the correct page. But
and if you have a regular deployment, if you're doing your deployment at the command line or you've built some automation system, you can add purging the CDN as one of those options.
Yes, exactly.
Very cool. So we have this control now. This is available to us.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Cool.
That's all.
All right. Okay. Well, we're learning all about the Developer SDK for the Azure CDN here on Azure Friday.